Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm so glad that you are with us today, and we're having still a foggy day in Seattle. They said the sun was going to come out earlier than it is, but we've been enjoying sunny weather and no rain for a whole nother week. So it's looking good. And I'm very excited to be going into this next stretch of Voices of Women shows because I get to bring in Women of Wisdom presenters who are going to be at the conference in February, which is February 14th through the 17th. And our schedule is finalized, and it will be up in probably 2 weeks, beginning of November. The full schedule will be on our website, womanofwisdom.org, and you'll be able to register. So today, I'm going to begin with Jill Renee Feeler. She is a spiritual teacher, published writer, and inspirational visionary for beings across the globe, seeking personal reunion with their highest vibrational access, their avatar consciousness. She uses her soul wisdom as a platform to guide and demonstrate the developing divine human experience filled with a sense of wholeness, well-being, joy, and most importantly, love. Her work is activating, revolutionary, and life-changing for those who open to receive these gifts. And her website is www.theplatinumage.com. So welcome, Jill, to Voices of Women.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. I'm really excited to be here.
Yes, well, I like to start with people telling their story, and I suspect you have an interesting story given your biography, and just wondering when you came to your own sense of your avatar consciousness, because I'm sure you had to do that before you can go out there and bring others to come to that awareness.
Exactly. So in 2008, at the age of 38, I had 38 years of experiencing really just what I call my third dimensional self. So my human self has my five human senses and my roles that are very human oriented that don't continue on in the all that is. My roles as a mom, my roles as a wife, a daughter, a sister, a friend, etc. And that's really all that I knew about myself. And I loved my life. I was very happy and I had a very successful corporate career and I was working on the balance with my young children and my family opportunities and responsibilities. And then I got in this quandary of a business decision, and my sister-in-law was divinely guided to say that I should go see her intuitive. And Chris, I was so mainstream. I had never even thought of ever seeing a psychic or an intuitive or anything like that. I had a not necessarily religious upbringing, but as an adult, I sought out Christianity for some sense of connection with what I believed was a supreme being, and always imagining it and experiencing it outside of myself. But somehow there was a domino set of synchronicities that led me to see myself and allow myself to re-identify who and what I am in my human role as Jill. And it was almost like the shell of my limited, narrow human sense of who and what I am and what I can be and know in terms of joy and love and well-being and self-empowerment and feeling the love of God in myself and others just started to unfold. So within a few months of having that first intuitive experience and allowing it to be so, self-reflective and igniting a light of God within me, I began to, experience my own gifts, almost divinely guided again. that the very first intuitive session I ever offered anyone in a psychic development workshop, I had a page full of information. I just followed the teacher's instructions not to think, which was very difficult for me. I thought, as a very, trained, MBA, Ayn Rand devotee, et cetera, was very much into rationalism and pragmatic ways of being and living. But for some reason, I knew what he meant when he said, don't think. And it worked. It was like these switches just turned on within me as I remembered that I had these abilities to connect with God in this way. And the information I received for this other person was past, present, future. We were both in tears. I had never felt that kind of divine energy in such a personal way before. And from that moment, I was hooked. I was just so craving meaningful, deeply profound experiences like that, assisting others and feeling that love in myself as well. And that was February of 2009. And I've just managed to integrate all of that divine sense of who I am into my life. And I'm still married. We had our 20th wedding anniversary on Wednesday.
Congratulations.
And my relationships have just adjusted to this new sense of who I am. And because I'm so much more centered in joy versus controlling things and controlling myself and feeling like I needed to intellectually manage my life, I'm more fun to be around. So my relationships tend to be healthier just in general. And I love helping other people and receiving this wisdom from God about amazing things that, of course, I've never been taught as Jill about the ages and, how humanity came to be and how Earth came to be and the role of our sun. And I just connect in this level of wisdom that clearly is a part of my role here to share. And I love it that I didn't have any sort of, influence in that 38 years, because the information has come from within, and then I can offer it in a pure and authentic way for others to consider as their own truth.
Well, how has that, in your experience then, you've been working with people for 3-4 years, what's the most profound thing for other people because for you, it almost sounded easy. I mean, you over a few months time, you became this awareness. For some people, it takes longer. We all have our how long it takes us to get through stuff and to come to realizations and to drop that is almost like the facade of who we are, to become truly connected to that inner self that you're talking about. So what is your experience that other people have when you lead them through this work?
It really is across the board, and that's where the unique aspect of God that we all are obviously comes into play. I have met other people that have had a very kind of rapid start, where just a year ago they feel like they started their spiritual journey, and now they're having these amazing synchronicities and reflections of divine wisdom coming through them in meditations and in their waking lives, and I get the joy of partnering with them, but I don't feel like my work was the responsible trigger for that. I feel like I really feel like God can use anything in our life to be that game-changing sort of moment when we shift out of any aspect of constraint or self-limitation or self-sabotage. I believe that there's never one thing that is necessary for that, our God self loves us so much that it will always give us repeated opportunities to expand and know love in this truly unconditional, eternal, infinite way. So what I see in the participants, I used to call them clients, now it feels better to say participants, of my work, that there's something about the way that I offer my own experiences and the wisdom that I receive from my own connection with God, that there's something about it that just, it's like it cuts through the layers. They don't intellectually often know exactly why it works, but they just feel the sense that it's almost helping them expand that light within them. And I feel, this was true in my process as well, that I know there are many different teachers and teachings, et cetera, that are based on this idea that we have to cut through the inauthentic layers to get to the authentic self. And my process is actually quite opposite of that. By trusting and just playing with this idea that truly our core essence is the love of God, And we've been having an unconscious experience in this age of humanity that we're coming out of. So by trusting that your inherent root energy, your eternal self, is light, you can fuel that more and more through various experiences and things that you listen to, of, you know, what some would call raising their vibration. And because you're operating from that more empowered sense of love and eternal source energy, you have more clarity and more ability, I would say, to discern what is the debris, what is inauthentic. Do I really have my feelings hurt about this just because someone else feels this way, or that they were having a bad day and they said something in an unconscious sort of manner? Do I have to let a sense of my feelings being hurt take over the rest of my day? Is that my truth? There's a completely different, it's like being rewired in a way, where you feel more expanded, more choices, more freedom in our own lives, in who and what we are, and how we want to experience every single moment that we create and is offered to us by others in our journey. It's so game changing. In terms of the sometimes more traditional ways that, well, we got to cut through the debris and the pain in order to get to the light, I completely honor that approach and shadow work and all of that, those amazing teachers that have worked so well for so many. But in my experience with this other approach, I kind of use the metaphor of, I wouldn't send my kids into a bedroom with no lights on in the middle of the night and say, clean it. I would give them some source of light so that they can see what the heck they have to go through. But that's sometimes what I feel like when we are in a less conscious manner, less connected with our God self, when we're asked or feel like we're responsible for clearing out all this debris and getting through all these layers of pain without an adequate source of light to begin with. That could take a lot longer than it needs to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And we think we have to struggle doing that, that it has to be hard work. And you're taking it. It's almost like just flipping the switch and looking at it a different way. Well, this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll hear more from Jill Renee Feeler.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistic Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women.
Welcome back to the Women. I'm Chris Stanis. I'm talking with Jill Renee Feeler today. And so, Jill, could you give your contact information, your website, where people can find out about your work?
Yes. So my website is www.theplatinumage.com. There's a lot of gifted material there. There's hundreds of videos. There's probably hundreds of articles, what some would call channeled material. I don't look at it as channeled because I feel like it's my team speaking through me. They feel like family, and I'm just the ambassador for all of this energy. So www.theplatinumage.com, and there's a lot of gifted information there. There's also value exchange materials that are available as well. So feel free to come and explore and see if there's something that resonates for you that can assist you in your personally experiencing this amazing life that you are.
Great. So I encourage people to do that. Again, it's theplatinumage.com. So getting back to talking about, so what you've been talking about is people really getting in touch with their God essence and to really connect with that. It's like a reunion. So given that, we still have to balance out being human. You know, we got this higher self, and some people, you know, they kind of seek that higher self and avatar consciousness because they want to escape from being human. But that's not what this is about, right?
No, it's so funny because there's actually a documentary I created called The Platinum Age, Creating the New Earth. And we talk in, and that's gifted now. I was offering it for value exchange. Now it's just gifted. That's on my website. There's a funny part in that where I know that for some people in the midst of their spiritual experiencing, that, or some would call it seeking. I think seeking, you don't find anything. So experiencing to me feels more tangible. We get to some phase, some of us, where then we realize what's going on here. And then we just want out of the bodysuit. We want to be done. We figured out what this is, what this reality is, and then we want to leave. I don't feel like that's why we're here. I, so far in all of my work with participants, have yet to find anybody that their soul signature and their mission for this experience was to realize the reality of what this is and then go poof and be gone. What I feel so clearly, what I actually get really excited about, is what we are creating for humanity in our own human experience by accessing these levels of light. I think we have so many amazing spiritual ambassadors and what some would call ascended masters. I like to call them masters of light throughout history, whether it be Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha, or many other examples of embodied representations of the light consciousness, or some would say Christed or Christos consciousness, but it's not just Christ, it's the whole divinity in human form. I actually feel that the age that we are bringing into this reality offers that experience to all of humanity. I don't feel like every human is pre-wired for that in this experience. I feel that there are still many, and probably the majority of humans that are incarnated here to experience separation. It's pretty amazing to have a reality as beautiful and magical as Earth where we can forget that we're God. I know that can seem like an invaluable, crazy experiment that we would ever do, but it is quite the rush for an infinite being to have an experience like humanity offers in the separation age, where we can forget who and what we are. I mean, yes, we create in unconscious manners and we create things that don't necessarily offer joy and light, and yet it still is creation. It's just unconscious. So to me, what I get more excited about, and I know that the participants in my work tend to resonate with this, if it wasn't there already, they consider it and see the purpose in it, that by being our light, we recreate humanity. Not for others. This is something that we each have the opportunity to do for ourselves. And to me, it's the embodiment of light that's such a joy, that I don't feel a limitation by being human. any longer. I still have all the opportunities to get angry or frustrated or sad or feel insecure. It's just that now I have all these other layers of choices based on my process that I've gone through for my own opportunity, my own access, and offered myself more choices. So even in the moments where I still, you know, like we're late for, I'm late for getting my girls, my daughters to school, and I'm like, oh, there's a moment of just saying, oh, I want to get frustrated about this. I want to, you know, have an outburst or whatever. And I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't feel good. Okay, so yeah, I could get mad that we're late, but what good is that going to do? So let's all just take a breath and recenter, and then we'll probably still be late, but we don't have to be angry the whole drive to the school.
Yeah, or anxious and yeah, and all that, and all the things that make your body tighten up, and you know, that's
So it's almost like you add more space, more dials to your range of choices, of feelings and emotions. And I love choices. I feel so free when I have choices that I don't have to get mad. I don't have to get sad. I can choose to, and sometimes I still do, but it's normally less frequent and less long.
Well, and that's that awareness of knowing that you have choices, that you know, we're so quick because we're kind of programmed when we're really young to have, you know, to get angry or when we're angry, these are our responses. We either hold in ourselves and don't speak it, or we lash out. You know, everybody has their own way of dealing with these emotions. And and so in this work that you're doing, it's like getting through that and realizing what's going on, what's causing those feelings, and that you have a choice to the choice is how to respond.
Yes, exactly. And it was really fun for me one day, because as I was, you know, I initially thought that in what some would call a personal ascension process, like we're offered at the shifting of ages, that we wouldn't get angry anymore, that we wouldn't get frustrated, or we wouldn't have sad moments. And I was still feeling that opportunity to get sad or get mad or whatever the experience was offering. And so I checked in through my connection with Jesus and Moon, and I said, all right, you guys, did you ever get mad? And they laughed hysterically. Obviously, this is an energetic exchange in the metaphysical realms. And they said, of course we got mad. It's still an option. When you're in the human body suit, you have the range of emotions that include all of the traditional, if you will, ways of being human. And you have this whole other layer, all these other layers of being as well. So I feel like this false notion that to be spiritually enlightened means you never get angry, you never get sad, you never get insecure or arrogant or any of those things. What they showed me is that even in their walks, they had stretched what was possible in their humanity. They didn't pick up a layer and move it over to another set of vibrational range. They expanded beyond it. And that's how they stayed grounded with the rest of humanity as well. I feel like a spiritual teacher is unrelatable if they say to the people that they're working with, I never get mad anymore. I never get sad anymore. I can't relate to that. So if they're doing that, God bless them because they're doing something I'm not doing. I'm bringing it all in and I love it all and I love the choices. I really love being human because I realized it was a divine choice of my soul, and I'm going to not only make the best of that, but I'm having so much fun here.
So what do you think for yourself? Because I think a lot of people like, gee, I wish I had that. I wish I had that joy. I wish I had that. What do you feel for you that you had to truly let go of to find that?
I had to let go. One of the main things for me was, seriously, I was a control freak. I am a recovering control freak. But I thought in order for things to go well, which meant, okay, so my happiness was conditional upon things going well, which was of course my perception. So in order for things to go well, I had to control things. I had to control whether my daughters were on time in the morning, whether they ate their breakfast the way I wanted them to, whether I got up on time, whether nobody disturbed my sleep at night. So many things that I had no control over authentically. It was such an exhausting way of living. But there was at some point, and my older daughter, who's 11 now, is so strong-willed. She was perfect for me because I always felt like, okay, you know, I've really got to control the situation. And what she kept showing me is, you cannot control me. And she's exactly right. She is such a blessing in my life. And of course, my 8-year-old is too, but I laugh at it because now when I meet with participants in my work in private session and they have a strong-willed child, I'm like, okay, let's see what you're controlling. That this beautiful child is blessing you with as an opportunity every day to reevaluate what you really need to be happy and what you don't need to be happy. So I started to know and realize that we could be late and I could choose joy or I could choose to be angry. In every situation, there are things that happen, and yes, I can do my best. So that we're on, I'm using this one example like it's the biggest deal in the world, but it's practical. But yes. If we're, you know, I'm just one of those people that likes to be on time, but we're not always on time. So I find a way that's like my litmus test of, okay, what happened today that I could have gone into anger on, and how did I feel throughout that experience?
Well, and when you talk about control, it's like we do that to feel safe for ourselves.
Totally.
Actually, when we let that go, there's more, like you say, joy and flow in our life. We can let things, allow things to move through, and then you never know what's going to show up in your life when you do that.
You're so much more open, and it's so funny because my family and I, we just took a trip to Disneyland, and I'm just recalling on the fact that the first time we went was in 2005, so several years prior to my, you know, realization and what some would call activation. And I remember having the Guide to Disneyland book. I had a set schedule for not only what my family should do in what order, but what my sister and her family that was traveling with us should do. And I wasn't trying to force it on them, and I didn't. But I just remember I was so regimented, Chris. It's just funny when I think about it, because we did have a good time, but I have so much more fun now. And I'm like, what do we feel like doing? What do we want to do? I'm so much more open to the dynamic flow of energy that all of us are in our lives. It's more fun this way.
It's more fun, and we realize more our full potential, too. And we have more of a chance to develop what our true purpose is when we allow ourselves to be in that place. Like, what are we here for? Instead of trying to figure it out from, you know, in that mental state, that intellectual and all that.
And feeling like I had the best plan for Disneyland, how arrogant is that? I love that my 8-year-old may have the best idea of what's the first thing or the last thing that we should do to cap off our day. I love that openness to receive the gifts that everyone has to offer.
Right. And everybody does. Well, thank you for being on the show, Jill.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. And again, Jill's website is theplatinumage.com. So this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and I'm going to be talking with Laura Bow, who will discuss how you can find your purpose and thrive.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I would like to introduce you to Renee Barabo. She is a practical shaman, a soul coach, an accomplished mentor, respected business coach, dynamic spiritual teacher, speaker, and a published author. Known for her no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is approach, Renee has helped others to transform their dreams into a living reality. And she's owned several successful restaurants, cafes, and spent 10 years as a corporate executive. And she founded the Desert Holistic Network in Southern California. You can look at her website at www.thepracticalshaman.com. So welcome, Renee.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, Chris.
So let's hear a little bit about your story, how you came to do this work and became a shaman. Shifting from being a corporate executive to being a shaman is quite a shift.
It is quite a shift, and I was probably one of those reluctant shamans for sure. One time when I was still in corporate America, one of the shamans from Chile tromped through this really multi-level, multi-million dollar country club saying, "Renee, what are you doing here? You're a healer." and it still took me another few years to get there, but I finally got there and was sitting home. The phone rang one day. And somebody said, I met somebody in Peru who told me you were a shaman, and we're looking for a teacher and a healer up at our spa. Would you consider coming? And so I did, and lo and behold, the people who were attracted to my style were the business executives and celebrities and bankers and people who wouldn't necessarily relate to what they traditionally think of as a shaman.
Right. Well, that's funny because you had that experience of you knew how to work with corporate executives, having been one,
yes.
and then they become your clients.
Well, it kind of goes to one of those things that if you just do the work and you know, say yes to the opportunities that come your way, spirit really has a sense of humor and takes care of these things for you.
Yes. Well, you call yourself a practical shaman, so tell us a little bit about that. What does that mean to you?
It's actually the blend of the shaman, and the shaman for me is, you know, the person who understands that absolutely everything from the chair you sit on to the forest you walk through is energy, and energy is energy, and it makes so much sense that we can take that energy, step out from that ordinary reality and affect it and come back into our more, you know, mundane existence. And what I realized in Peru one time was that the shamans were kind of bemused by us in a way, because the whole reason there were shamans in their villages was because they were concerned with reproduction and feeding their people and keeping their livestock alive. And the more practical applications of what working with energy meant, and it wasn't until we took it to our own broken cosmology, and then we needed to fix our spiritual selves, did it become anything but practical? And so being that I was always a salesman and a businesswoman, it made perfect sense to combine these two into, you know, one working cosmology that fit for me and the people that I'm here to serve.
So how do you serve then? What are people coming to you for?
It's a range of things. I have a special niche where I actually get to work with some really, really cool cultural creative type people who are making better movies, better television programming, who come from, I think they come from a whole different generational piece. But then I also run the gamut with working with top level executives who are now faced with illnesses that are life-threatening and that they don't really know how to come to it from a healing versus curing standpoint. And a lot of young couples are coming to me lately with relationship issues, which I find fascinating because I feel like the young men of our age have really acquiesced and become a lot of the things that we women in the last 20 years said we wanted from men. And then now we're finding them, you know, we're still not happy with how they're showing up. So I have a real mixed bag of who the people I work with.
So young men still not knowing who they're supposed to be. Okay, you wanted me to change, you wanted me to be this way, and that still doesn't work for you. Well, to me that says, well, you have to make it work for yourself, who you are.
And I think that's part of why they're coming to see me is that, you know, now they're showing up as good dads and, you know, juggling these amazing work schedules, doing wonderful projects in the world with raising a family and, you know, being the husband. And we're still like saying, well, it's still not necessarily working for women. I think young women seem to be a big part of my clientele as well, and they're struggling with how to be a mom, how to have these mega careers that women are now shuffling with their children, and how to find that balance so that it all works. I think the system is really coming to a place where it's a struggle to be creative, be out there in the world, be big, and to have a family. It's a real juggle, and I'm seeing that in a lot of my 30 to 40-year-old clients.
Well, yeah, because it's hard to do that and be in the corporate world. And we're finding a lot of new models now where we'll have the stay-at-home dads or we'll share back and forth, but there's still that expectation of what you need to do at work, and you still will always have the family to balance that where both areas are taken care of.
Yeah, I think I think as a society, it's one of our things going on now that we're really having to become faced with is, you know, who am I and how do I find my passion in this world and be part of the solution and no longer the problem. I mean, I have one client who's working on a model for, you know, how to measure whether or not we're doing a good job in business as being socially responsible as well. And now that she's had her first child, the whole shift is changing to, well, how do I be a mom and still be, you know, do these big things that I need to do in the world? And a lot of these younger people are now coming up, you know, the second generation of thinkers, and their children probably even more so, that are carrying forth a new vision of the world. And, mm-hmm. you know, and how do we carry forth that vision without doing it the same old way that the people before us did it?
Yeah, and I think we realize, well, we need a new way, but everybody's kind of lost, like, well, what is that new way? And so what are you finding I think it's a great opportunity to be working with young people and help them work through creating new ways of being.
I laugh, you know, I just laugh when I think of 20 years ago or 25 years ago, a psychic told me, you know, Renee, don't worry, your destiny is going to find you one day. And had anyone ever said that I would be doing what I'm doing now, I would have thought maybe you were, you know, a little bit cracked. And so what I do is I work with them making sure that there's passion in every area of their life. And what happens with, there's like this break between the struggling young family and then the young women who have climbed, you know, to vice president and CEO type levels who can't find the relationship. So it's kind of an extreme thing of where is this balance in our life between now I've reached my pinnacle, but I still don't have my partner, or I have my partner, and how do I have my pinnacle within this? And so it's kind of the structure that it's, I think that I'm still a navigator in it too, because I don't necessarily have all the answers other than what I've learned in my own life, that if I'm not happy, nothing matters.
Yeah, and that's just our inner work to find out, which I think goes back to, you know, finding your passions, finding, and
I agree. And then so, but a lot of them have found their passion in their work, but now they have to find their passion in their play. So a couple of my corporate executives in Hollywood last week, I sent them out to play, and what they came back to me with was they went to a pottery class, they went to, you know, a film class. They're trying to really branch out to find other things that can offer them meaning in their life. I have another CEO type who does huge mergers and acquisitions, and she didn't know that there was anything spiritual about the work that she did at all. So we had to find out how she was in her work that gave her meaning. And we found it. We found that, you know, she liked to mentor people coming up. She really liked the idea of taking mom and pop organizations who have been really successful and how to bridge it now to, you know, selling it to another corporation. Now, we might say, oh, this isn't spiritual work, but my thinking is that there was a spiritual imperialism about 5 to 10 years ago where we thought we had arrived to a gateway and that the other people had to catch up or they were going to fall off. And what I really come to learn is that we've all arrived here at the same gate, and now we all have to figure out how we're going to, you know, hold our space together as we move forward.
Yeah. Faced with these challenges, we have our unique perspective, but there are similarities, and I think part of it is getting together with other people so you have the support. And I find it very creative when you kind of, you know, instead of staying cocooned in your home and isolated, you don't always move through this journey of figuring those things out. I find it helps to get with other people. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we will come back and talk more with Renee Barabeau.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Renee Barbeau. And Renee, I would love for you to give your website, and also you have a free offering for people who are listening.
I do. My website is thepracticalshaman.com, but the free offering is actually at mytoolsforawakening.com/fall. And the offering is about, I'm right in the final stages of writing a book called When the Wind Blows. And during the book, I've created a process called the Awakening Compass. And it's based on the idea that in healing, we change and grow some, but we really have certain patterns that we take with us in our creation cycles of how we manifest in the world. So I've created a compass so that people can really find out how they, the whys and the hows to their own patterning of their creations. And what you do with the compass is you find out where you get jammed up and logged up, and so it helps you sail a little bit more easily towards your goals and dreams.
That's great. So they can get that class. It's an audio class. They can get on the website toolsforawakening.com/fall. So you have a book coming out, When the Wind Blows. So let's talk a little bit about this awakening compass, and perhaps you have an exercise that you can share with people that they can, a tool or something they can.
Definitely. I had been talking to people about, is your compass pointing true north, for years? And when I finally sat down to write the book, I realized that the compass was pointed in the wind. And what better metaphor to talk about how things come and how energy moves around in our life? And so the tool that I've created is based in the Greek winds. In the east is Eurus, in the south is Notus, in the west is Zephyrus, and in the north is Boreas. And I've tracked through history as to the cosmologies from all the way back from 40, 50 BC in China all the way up to modern days to see what, the Hindus and the Native Americans have said about what goes on in each of these winds. So the book is, full of myths and stories, but the compass has become a really, really practical tool for people to stop and find out what's going on in their life at any given moment. So we could try a little process from that so you can maybe get a sense of what's going on in your life today. Are you ready for that?
Yep.
Okay. So everyone listening at home, why don't you close your eyes and find yourself somewhere that you really love. It could be out in nature or, even if it's sitting in your living room. And identify an issue going on in your life today, whether it's not enough time to do something, you have to pick up the children, or whatever that issue might be for you, or a pain you have in your body. And don't second guess it, just kind of identify it. And next, I want you to see yourself, if you're in your house, I want you to see yourself exiting a door, and it doesn't have to be a door that really is there. It could be a window, it could be any way, and if you're out in nature, see yourself walking up a path. And as you're heading up that path or walking out the window or the door, I want you to identify, are you traveling east, south, west, or north? And you can go back and further refine this, but generally we get a sense right away of what direction that was, and then we second guess ourselves. But just go with the first one. And on this tool, the cardinal directions are these four I just told you, and I'm going to tell you what might be going on in your life today with those. But really, there's the point from A to B is really a curve line, and a lot of steps go in the process. So basically these are the cardinal points, and I go way deeper into it in the book. But so if you're heading east, that's the wind of Eurus, and Eurus is that forceful wind that blows in those nor'easters on the east coast. Like, think about when that storm came in last year up the coast and took out the Atlantic City boardwalk. So basically the east wind is about starting something new in your life, but in starting something new in your life, you always have to go back through and forget where you just came from, or because all your memories and experiences are also stored in the east. So in order to really create something new, we have to kind of wipe out with this east, powerful east wind, what's already just transpired. And if you're, and this could be applied to a daily event or a bigger cycle in your life. So maybe if just something isn't aggravating you today and you're traveling east, you might look at, okay, that I have to start a new direction, and that could be the way I, you know, travel the route through the desert today, I might need to take a different turn. Or if it's a bigger life event, then you might have to really consider, you know, what needs to be let go of in the past cycle in order for me to go forward. And then in the south, is it's the reasons, the need that it fulfills. It's the south wind is about your emotional state. And generally, if you think about the south, it's the midpoint of the day, and there's, but there's some emotion connected to whatever's going on for you. So if you had a pain in your left shoulder, you might want to see what's going on with you emotionally today if you're heading south. And again, this is a real abbreviated version of this. So the west wind is, the south wind is notice, and just, you know, you might not get all of that, but definitely go over to toolsforawakening.com/fall, and there's a chart there as well. And in the west is Zephyrus, and Zephyrus is a tricky wind because while it's the harvest wind, it's also the wind that takes you from a personal experience into a community experience, so that if something came up and you're heading west, it might be taking a stock in what you've harvested so far in your personal experience that you're now ready to take globally, or, you know, might be to your school or whatever, whatever is a broader range than just personal, the I. And so this is, you know, what's the payoff in this for me so that I can take this project a little more globally? Heading north, we go to Boreas. And if you think about Boreas, Boreas is that cold north wind, and in most native traditions, that cold north wind lives on the other side of the mountain. So it always implies a going deeper into an experience. So if you were traveling north today, it might mean that you didn't meditate today, and you need to go a little bit deeper into that experience to get it fully. And so traveling true north isn't necessarily about always heading north, but it's always being in alignment with your own creator self and feeling in alignment with where you're going. And so the difference might be is if you're traveling true north today and you're over in a store like Trader Joe's, if the line's long, you could look at it in a number of different ways. If you're in your own true north, you might meet somebody who's going to change your day for the more positive. But if you're, you know, thinking, oh, my word, this line is so long, you might be having an emotional response to that you didn't leave enough time to go shopping. So it doesn't, it's not that the experience is going to change. It's going to be what you bring to it. So the compass is a tool that can help you see where you're standing at any given moment in your life, so that if there's a little bit of an adjustment, a line of declination that needs to change, you can make that adjustment so that you can flow more freely in your life.
Great. Thank you, Renee, for sharing that. And people can get more by going to her website for that free audio, which is toolsforawakening.com/fall. And also encourage you to check out her website, thepracticalshaman.com. So thanks for being here today, Renee.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I just want to let people know Renee is going to be giving a workshop at Woman of Wisdom. It'll be Sunday evening on February 16th. It's Bring It Home, Tap Into Your Divine Energy at Will. We're going to have our registration up the beginning of November, And if you want to receive a brochure, you can email us at wow@womanofwisdom.org and give us your address and we'll mail you a brochure. They're going to go out around November 7th. So we're excited about our conference coming up where the program will be up soon in November. And what is available to register for is Donna Eden's conference workshop. And you can register for that on our website now. And we have a call for healers for our temple. That deadline is November 19th. Information is on our website for that, too. So I'm Chris Stanis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the Women of Wisdom Foundation, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And it's a compilation of many of the women who have been at Women of Wisdom, are some of our great speakers, Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolen, Marion Woodman, and also just the women who have participated and women who have participated as creators of the conference. Holiday gift, so check that out on our website at womanofwisdom.org. Well, next week I'll be interviewing some more Women of Wisdom presenters, Carly Woody and Ella Hope. This is Chris Stanis. So glad you share this hour with us on Voices of Women, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stanis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stanis.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.